Graduation, the commencement service, our 36th year. Ms. Byrne, our elementary principal, will come to give our invocation.
Let's bow in prayer, please. Precious Father, we come into your presence with hearts of gratitude for your goodness, mercy, love, and faithfulness. Lord, we send these graduates out in the world with confidence, knowing that they are equipped with your word and empowered by your Holy Spirit to be bold and to stand for righteousness. Because of the anointing upon them, they will have a godly influence on all whom they encounter. Lord, we pray that you lead them by your Spirit, and may they always be in tune to your voice and hear you say, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Graduates, we pray, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening. Every year, the boys' athletic department gives an award that for years was just simply titled the Coach's Award. This award entitles everything that we as coaches believe that a Calvary athletic or athlete should stand for. So it's not just who the best player is, but do they really get what we're trying to teach them with attitude, character, and you really found out a lot about them, the way they handle adversity. You know it's a good year when it's tough to decide on this. We had several guys that we could have given it to either one of them, some of which are here in front of us and some of which are underclassmen. But this year's award for the KD St. Marie Award goes to James Laird.
It is an honor and great joy to be here tonight. I would like to start by giving God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. It is only through his faithfulness and miracles that all of this is possible. What an awesome God we serve. the God who loves us unconditionally, the source of our every strength and every blessing. Pastor Bob, Ms. Nichols, our distinguished guest, Congresswoman Kay Granger, Ms. Tidwell, Mr. Tidwell, CCA's teachers, staff, our dear parents, visitors, friends, and fellow graduates, good evening. 8 years ago, October 27th, 2007, my family and I boarded a plane for a flight from the Philippines to the United States of America. On that flight, all I was thinking about was snow, hamburgers, and French fries. I was 10 then. Then my mom, hi mom, homeschooled us for a while so that we could adjust to this new place, new culture, in this new environment. My parents prayed, claimed, and sowed seed for a Christian school for me and my siblings. God is always faithful and answers prayers. Thank you, Pastor Bob, Ms. Tidwell, Ms. Fern, for being a blessing. You welcomed us with joy and excitement. Thank you also, Ms. Patty and Star Scholarship, XCO Energy, my sponsor, for the great help. God has seen your efforts and will surely bless you. CCA became my first school and my second home. On my first day of school, I instantly became acquainted and made many friends. I felt the love and acquaintance of everyone around me. I felt so at home that on the first week of school, I got my first silent lunch and detention. Every day since then is a new beginning of knowledge, wisdom, and experience. Each day of my 7 years in CCA was filled with prayer, hard work, determination to succeed, smiles, and laughter. I enjoyed every moment. The interactive school activities, the homework, homecoming, pep rallies, cheering out volleyball games, basketball games, softball games, and baseball games. From our first high school football game to our last, and of course, being the 4x1 state champions. Everything contributed to what I am today. I am so grateful to all my teachers who unselfishly passed on their knowledge to us. Thank you for all your love. I'll never forget each one of you. To my coaches, words are not enough to express my gratitude for your time, your hard work, and for trusting me. I am proud to be called a conqueror. You'll always be in my heart. To my parents, Dad, thank you for your hard work and sacrifices. Thank you for never letting me forget that you are so proud of me and that you love me. Thank you for being my first teacher and my first coach. He taught me to be godly at all times. He never ceased to pray for me and discipline me if needed. And thank you for always listening to me. I salute you. You're a very big inspiration to my life, and I love you. To my awesome mom, my number one and loudest fan, there is no dull moment with you. Thank you for your unending warning and guidance. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for always pushing me to be the best that I can be. Mom, it was you that inspired me to be standing up here today. We made it. Thank you for your unending love and for all your hard work. I love you, Mama. To my siblings, I appreciate all your support and love. Thank you for always being there for me. I love you all so much. You have no idea how much you mean to me. I would also like to thank all my second parents who are here tonight. You know who you are. Thank you for your love and support and for the memories. I apologize for eating all the food in your pantries. You are all so dear to me. God will surely bless your generosity. And fellow graduates, thank you for all the memories. I am so proud of what we have achieved and accomplished together. The joy, the laughter, the tears, the hard work, the friendships that will last a lifetime. Let us join our faith to fulfill our dreams. I'm very excited to see each and every one of us fulfill the plan God has for our lives. Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. God be with you always. God bless Calvary Christian Academy. God bless the Philippines. And God bless the United States of America. My homes, sweet homes. Thank you.
the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
May the angels protect you, trouble neglect you, and heaven accept you when it's time to go home. May you always have plenty, your glass never empty, and know in your belly you're never alone. May your tears come from laughing, you find friends worth having, with every year passing, they mean more than gold. May you win, but stay humble, smile more than grumble, and know when you stumble, you're never alone. Never alone, never alone. I'll be in every beat of your heart when you face the unknown. Wherever you fly, this isn't goodbye. My love will follow you, stay with you, baby, you're never alone. Well, I have to be honest, as much as I wanted, I'm not gonna promise the cold winds won't blow. So when hard times have found you, and your fear surrounds you, wrap my love around you, you're never alone. Never.
Goodbye. I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. I hope you never look back, but you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you want it to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. Yeah. My wish for you is that this life becomes
before it slips away. When you're flying high, take my heart along. I'll be the harmony to every lonely song that you'll learn to play. When you're soaring through the air, I'll be your solid. Every chance you dare, I'll still be there when you come back down. When you come back down. turn. My greatest fear will be that you will crash and burn, and I won't feel your fire. I'll be the other hand that always holds a line, connecting in between your sweetheart and mine. I'm strung out on that wire, and I'll be on the other end to hear you when you call. Angel, you were born to fly, and if you get too high, I'll catch you when you fall. Catch you when you fall. Your memory's the sunshine every new day brings. I know the sky is calling. Soaring through the air, I'll be solid ground. Take every chance you dare, I'll still be there. But when you come back down, take every chance you dare, I'll still be there. When you come back down.
Good evening, Pastor Nichols, Mr. and Mrs. Tidwell, faculty, family, friends, fellow graduates, and our esteemed guest, Congresswoman Kay Granger. Thank you for joining us in our final stepping stone of high school. My friends like to joke that I wrote this speech when I was in kindergarten. I can testify that is not true. I did not decide I wanted to be valedictorian until I was in second grade.
My mom introduced the term valedictorian after my second grade's award ceremony with a thorough explanation about the extensive commitment and hard work it would take to achieve such an honorary title. She encouraged me to pursue the valedictorian title and expressed her belief in my ability to accomplish it. That day, my 8-year-old mind committed myself to the running for valedictorian. I stand here today, not by my own accord, but because of our gracious Lord and Savior, who makes all things possible. However, I must express my deep gratitude for my family, faculty, and classmates who fervently supported and helped me along the way. I extend special recognition to my mom and dad, who continually motivated me, even if it was sometimes through threats. Thank you for handling my midnight procrastination with patience and for all the last-minute trips to Hobby Lobby for project supplies. To the rest of my family, thank you for your unwavering love and encouragement throughout my high school journey. Having attended this school for 13 years, I have met many beloved faculty members who supported my endeavors. I would like to recognize their sacrifice and selfless heart they have for the students, and for that I am greatly indebted to them. Thank you, Mrs. Tidwell, for your discerning advice that God will give me peace on the college he wants me to attend. I have found my peace in Texas A&M University and cannot wait to see what God has in store for me. When addressing graduates, speakers often expound that when they look out, they see budding ingenuity that will blossom into future doctors, politicians, lawyers, and teachers. However, without hard work, courage, and the direction of God, your potential will account for nothing. An anonymous person stated, "The only place where success comes before works is in the dictionary." When it comes to hard work, ask yourself the question, "What am I willing to do that no one else will? What is going to push me past the boundaries of average into the frontier of extraordinary?" Take courage, for at times when others pursue mediocrity, you will be left alone, striving towards excellence. Finally, the path you will find the most rewarding is the one under God's guiding hand. From day one, this school equipped and spiritually nurtured us to become young, God-fearing ladies and gentlemen. Christianity.com reports 70% of Christian-raised young adults will at one point drop out of church. Do not let yourself be part of this statistic. Stay connected to a local church no matter where your college career takes you. I know in a couple hours the speech will be but a fading memory, but please never forget, God will never leave you or forsake you, and if you do stray, he will always take you back. My fellow graduates, it has been an honor to commemorate our years of achievements together. Thank you for the many golden memories I will never forget. I could not have asked for better classmates, and I am proud to take part in the Calvary Christian Academy 2015 graduating class. Thank you.
At this time, I want to introduce our senior pastor, founder and president of the school, and he is the one that we are here to celebrate too tonight, because we wouldn't have a school if he didn't believe in us. And he's here to introduce our esteemed guest. Thank you, Pastor Nichols, for all you've done for us. We honor you too tonight.
Thank you very much. To God be all the glory. We give him the praise. So many people are a part of all of our lives, and I often say this in ministry through the years, you never know when you will need me more than you've ever needed anyone in this life, and I never know when I may need you more than anyone that I've ever known. What happened in the towers in New York, people became friends for life who were total strangers before that. Adversity does bring wonderful things out of tragedy. We have some very special guests with us here tonight, and I'm very happy to be able to honor and express our deepest appreciation to our friends Marvin and Felice Girard. Marvin Gerard earned his undergraduate degree in marketing from Texas A&M University in 1961. And during Mr. Gerard's 32 years of service with Pier 1 Imports, he served as Senior Vice President of Merchandising, President, Chief Operating Officer, Chief Executive Officer, and Chairman of the Board of Directors. He was credited with saving Pier 1 Imports from the sales slump in the 1990s. Marvin Gerard retired from Pier 1 Imports in 2007 after helping build the business to almost $2 billion in revenues. And I'll never forget when we shook hands on Christmas Eve for the purchase of our property for Pier 1. And I think one of the most beautiful buildings in downtown Fort Worth is the building, sir, that God used you to help raise up. And thank you for the three times, I believe it was, that you called us in to speak blessing over the construction and every phase of the building. Would you stand, Marvin and Felice Gerard? This has been a desire of my heart for a long time, and thank you. Thank you for being our friends. We also have a very distinguished guest here tonight, Congresswoman Kay Granger. She's a former teacher, small business owner, and mayor of Fort Worth. Congresswoman Kay Granger was first elected to represent the 12th Congressional District of Texas in 1997. Since arriving in the United States House of Representatives, Kay has distinguished herself as one of the most recognized and influential leaders on defense and foreign policy. We've been in her office on more than one occasion. She is one of the busiest women that I think I've ever observed, and God has used her in very special ways. An expertise she began developing as the mayor of Fort Worth, which is home to the Naval Air Station, Joint Reserve Base Fort Worth, and Lockheed Martin and Bell Helicopter Textron. Kay has long believed that national security and foreign policy go hand in hand. As the top Republican on the State and Foreign Operations Appropriations Committee and as the Vice Chairman of the Defense Appropriations Committee, she has worked to increase global stability and security, as well as enrich the lives of millions in the developing world through efforts that center on bettering global health, improving the lives of women, and teaching emerging democracies how to sustain newly discovered freedom. Additionally, Kay serves on the Energy and Water Development Appropriations Committee. Born in Greenville, Texas, Kay was raised in Fort Worth. She graduated from Texas Wesleyan University and became a high school English and journalism teacher. Following a rewarding career as an educator, Kay started her own insurance company, which she owned for over two decades. In 1991, she was elected as the first female mayor of Fort Worth, where she led the city to win the coveted All-America City Award. Kay is a mother of three and a grandmother to five. God in his divine providence has used Marvin and Felice Gerard and also Congresswoman Kay Granger as a constant source of encouragement and help when all of our world caved in the 2000 tornado, the tornado of the year 2000. 44 seconds, everything we'd worked for 26 years was toast. They've been highly instrumental in the construction of our lovely new school building and in the ongoing of our school, Calvary Christian Academy. Constant encouragements to us more than they will ever know. We will forever be grateful for their help and friendship. Would you please stand and welcome with me our dear friend, Congresswoman Kay Granger. God bless you. It's an honor to have you.
Thank you so much for that welcome, and I'm so glad to be here with you tonight, and I'm really honored to be asked to speak to these really wonderful graduates, their life ahead of them, and all they've done in this church that has meant so much to me and certainly has meant so much to Fort Worth. We did get together as friends at an unusual time, a tornado that tore your church apart and tore my office apart. It was a friendship that was developed after that that I treasure, and a church and a school I greatly admire. Marvin and Felice Gerard have been good friends to me the entire time I've been in office and encouraging me. I'm going to give you tonight some things, some thoughts that have served me well in my life, from student to teacher to businesswoman to mayor and then the Congress of the United States. I was going to give you 10 guides that have been important to me, and then I remembered how bored I got when people talk so long, so I went down to 7. So if you'll stick with me through 7, I'll tell you some things that have been important as I travel through my life. And I'll start with the most important thing to you graduates tonight, and that's to recognize the sacrifices your family, your parents, your family, your friends have made. First of all, by sending you to this school that teaches not only the courses you took, but teaches you how to live your life and how to be a Christian in this world that will challenge you in so many ways. I don't think that I fully realized what a sacrifice that my parents had, maybe until I became a parent, and then realized what happened. My mother, who was my greatest influence on my life, was a teacher, a principal, an administrator, and then later a member of the school board. She was a victim of polio, and most of you, the graduates here, don't even know probably what polio is, because we eradicated polio from the United States decades ago. But it was a crippling disease, and she was part of a crisis in that disease, and she was hospitalized for 3 months and then went through treatment for 2.5 years, came out in a wheelchair and then crutches, then finally made her way so she could walk. But she never talked about it. She went ahead with her career and did everything for my sister and for me as a parent, and she did it smiling and with a blessing. Second, I want to say that to you who are graduating, never stop learning. I think what school did for me is to teach me how to think and how to learn. Math, science, literature, the knowledge is so good, but what this school has really taught you and the teachers have taught you how to learn. So spend of the rest of your life stretching your mind. Dig in and understand why people do what they do and countries do what they do. God gave us a mind that does amazing things, and he meant for you to use it. I'm on 3 now, and I'm going to tell you to be proud of your country. There's not another country in the world where people risk their lives to be in that country. Risk their lives. Countries have copied our Constitution because it sets values we agree on as a nation, that all men are created equal, and the rights that we have, God-given, I believe, the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, that last part, the pursuit of happiness, always puzzled me. Why, when you're talking about the importance of life, the importance of liberty, would you say, and the pursuit of happiness, didn't guarantee you happiness, guaranteed you'd have the pursuit. And I believe that if a country lives up to the ideals of guaranteeing life and liberty, then we have the freedom to pursue our happiness. Number 4, you can learn a lot from books and become successful, but you can also learn a lot from people who are successful in the way they live their lives, not from the money they earn, from the way they live their lives. I've watched people, and I'm going to tell you, be a watcher of people. Watch people you admire, and then learn how they became who they are. what the choices are that they made and how they make those choices. I decided a long time ago that it was important to learn how to make good choices. So I'd put myself in situations to be around people I admired and learn from them, to watch for them. Sometimes I told them I'd done that. Others I never did tell. Sometimes people disappointed me, but more often I was very pleasantly surprised by what I saw them do and the questions they asked. One thing I learned is that the people I watched were not afraid to admit what they didn't know, not afraid to ask questions. They didn't speak up to impress. They spoke up to understand. That's the way they learned. I've tried to emulate that, especially serving in Congress, where people talk all the time. And I decided someone had to listen, and oftentimes I'm the listener. That's important, and it taught to me to be one who learned and watched. And in one situation, I was taught a lesson by one of the smartest men I ever knew. He was a mentor of mine, and I felt free to ask his advice, and he freely gave me advice. I'd served as mayor of Fort Worth and then ran to serve in the Congress of the United States in Washington, D.C. It was a big step. I was the first woman to ever serve in the seat, and I wanted to do a very good job so people who served would be proud that they had supported me. The first thing I had to do was choose a chief of staff. Now, the chief of staff of a member of Congress is the one who runs the office, advises the congressman or woman on policy and the person most members rely on the most. I'd never had to choose a person like that that I depended on that way. I'd never had to rely on someone else in a matter, not as mayor and not in the business I owned. I owned it by myself. So I asked this man what he thought I should look for, and he replied, "Choose as the people you depend on, persons who live their lives so they will be admired. If you want a buddy, a friend, then choose someone who wants to be liked. It's probably a good choice. But if you have to choose someone you will depend on, someone who will make choices because he wants what you want, to be a person people will look up to and respect, then choose a person who also wants as his primary motive to be respected." And that served me very well. I'm on number 6, so you've got 2 more. Now, if you follow everything I've said so far, you'll be surrounded by people you can learn from and live up to and have long, stimulating discussions with. But everyone needs to have a little fun in their lives. I guess I may be too influenced by what I hear in Washington, but there's a saying that says, in Washington, if you want a friend, get a dog. I have only one motivation in advising you to go about the rest of your life. Get a pet. Owning and taking care of a pet is just part of what makes you a better person, I think. Now, if you have allergies or something like that, then skip this part. But I think having a pet really is good for you. I come in from flying home after a long, harried week in Washington, D.C. I come every weekend. I come into my home, and there is Gizmo the cat. Gizmo is glad to see me. Gizmo doesn't argue with me or telling me to put it in writing. Gizmo just walks over, turns upside down, and wants me to scratch his tummy. Now, dogs may be better. They wag their tails, and they lick you. But having a pet does make you a nicer person. And number 7, lead a healthy life. Mind, spirit, body, and your faith. I'm not much of a TV person. I like movies, but not too often. I read a lot. I'm not going into all of that, but a healthy mind is something I pay attention to. I have to because it's my job. I spend a lot of time thinking about why we have terrorists and why one country makes war against another. I have to make decisions about what we do in dealing with those horrors. These people don't all live in a foreign country, and they aren't all poor, and they aren't all uneducated. They just have a different mindset than we do and very different religious beliefs. Part of my job is to work to keep us free and safe here in America, and I think about it every single day. But what I'm talking about involves what you're learning, who you're learning from, and how it influences your life and the family you'll have in your future. A healthy mind is a loving mind. A healthy mind cares about life and cares about the quality of life of all people. A healthy mind looks for solutions and solves problems, doesn't make them. A healthy mind loves God and what He's given us, searches for the good while recognizing evil when it exists. So think about that and keep your mind clean and healthy and surrounded by people who feel the same. Congratulations to all of you. Much appreciation to the teaching staff who, as I did when I was a teacher for 9 years, they work long hours and never paid what they should be paid. They do it because they believe in your future. These teachers are the very best, and they live, and their hearts sing when you succeed, and their hearts break if you don't. Keep them singing. Thank you for letting me share this with you.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. We are so blessed to have you, Congresswoman Granger. Thank you so much. You've been a good friend to our school, as have the Gerards. Some of the sweetest people I've ever met. Sweet people. Good people. And he's an Aggie too, Alyssa. We're going to present the seniors now. Pastor comes forward and want to remind us tonight that we have children that have been here since they were 6 weeks old. As you may or may not know, we have a preschool here at Calvary, and we started some of these kids when they were 6 weeks old, and I think we have Amethyst Benton, Cami Constantino, James Laird, Alyssa Small, Wyatt Smith, and Chris Stolovey. They have been here all of their life. So when I graduate them, it seems so strange to say they'll be gone next year because they've been here for so long, because we are a family and we love each other. And some of these girls start crying like in December thinking about having to leave, and I've caught a few of the boys crying too in a manly sort of way, but I have seen them cry. I have seen them cry because we do stay connected to each other. And there we go. There we go. Laurel Bailey Belcher. Amethyst Mary Faye Benton. Chloe Vale Cipriano. Cami Nicole Casatino. Justin Lee Douglas. Thank you. Christopher James Evans. Gabriel Cesar Flores. Joseph Robert Gonzalez II. Selena Vanessa Gonzalez. Grant Jasper Kenneth Sorbito Himate. Kennedy Taylor Holland. Jessica Laureen Hollingshead. Bianca Jones. James William Laird. Cheyenne Elizabeth Land. Dong J. Lee, one of our international students. Sarah Nicole Moore. I handed Sarah's mother her diploma. It's a privilege. Pham Lu Thuy Tien, another international student. Crystal Marie Porter. Antonio Mateo Ramos. Annalise Olivia Randall. Sergio Rubio Blanco from Spain. Sabrina Dean Sanders. Nicholas Charles Santiago III. Ryan Matthew Schmidt.
Whoa.
Malcolm Xavier C.
Congratulations.
Michaela Jo Simmons. Alyssa Jo Smalt. Wyatt O'Neill Smith. Mary Clementine South. Christopher Calvin Stolaby. Dylan Davis Thierman. Taylor Nicole Talley. Taylor's mother is a graduate of Calvary, too. Sierra Alexia Trujillo. Michael Anthony Turlington. Jonathan Jeffrey Vanna. Caleb Nehemiah Wilson. Jorge H. Zamora. Well, tonight, seniors, you've crossed the stage, you've received your diploma, you've had your tassel turned, you've been challenged, and I don't know how you could have been challenged any more than you've been challenged. Your teachers, your pastor, myself, we're going to always be behind you. We stay connected, we stay on your team and on your side. I know I'm going to hear really, really great things about you because we expect nothing less. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing you can't do that you don't choose to do. We will see you through to the end. We will watch you grow even more because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And if what? If God be for you, who can be against us? And he's always for you. He's never against you. I like the challenge that you got tonight, never to forget about God, never to forget that there are people around you you can learn from, never be afraid to say you're wrong, always be encouraged and challenged by people around you, keep lots of smart people around you and learn from them. And then the other thing is that give back. You've learned. Tell me what our motto is for this year. Strong what? Strong minds, servant hands. Go out serving and giving back to the community and to the world. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't be selfish. Be a giver, not a taker. Always do that. Always be a giver, not a taker. Work hard. Nothing replaces hard work. Okay? You won't forget that, right? I know. Say, I promise. I believe you. Okay. All right, are you guys ready? Turn around and tell everybody thank you. This class, some of you have been raised by grandparents, single moms, sacrificing. We have parents that work 2 and 3 jobs so their kids can go to this school. Your labor, parents, do not go unnoticed. We know what you do. We're not an elitist private school. We're a very hard-working Christian school. And we're here sponsoring kids, helping kids, making sure that kids get this opportunity. And all of them are going to be heading out for college or the U.S. Navy, and they're going to make a difference in this life and in the life to come because they're going to work for eternity. And someday they'll hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. All right, seniors. Mr. Dershowitz. Oh, there he is. Yes. I've been at Calvary for 33 years, and Mr. Dershowitz was here when I got here, so he's pretty diligent.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name, the name that is unrivaled in purity, in righteousness, and in power. It is because of that name that we meet in this room tonight. We unashamedly call upon the name of Jesus Christ, for it is through him and him alone that we have access to salvation and eternal life. Father, we agree together as a congregation, and we lift these graduates up to you in prayer. We pray that the peace of Christ will rule in their hearts. May they be aware of your tender mercies and relentless grace, but may they also be obedient to your instruction and to be holy as you are holy. We ask that you would guide them by your Holy Spirit and show them truth in every season of life. We pray that these young men and women will be firmly rooted and grounded in faith and overflowing with gratitude and thankfulness. We pray that they will see to it that no one takes them captive through vain philosophy and empty deception, according to worldly principles rather than according to Christ. Lord, let them not be deceived by any intellectual, godless double talk in the university, but let them remain anchored by the unchanging, absolute truth found in the Word of God. May their lives be marked by character, humility, integrity, and compassionate servanthood. May they not be moved by changing winds of doctrine or theory, but hold steady and be strong in the Lord, firmly proclaiming God's truth in love. Most of all, may they know your voice, and may your voice be louder and clearer than all the others. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
We've been married.